Police uncovered a body wrapped in plastic bags in a garage in East Cleveland on Friday. Later that day, they arrested a 35-year-old man after a standoff in Cleveland. On Saturday, police returned to the same area in East Cleveland and found a body in a lot near the garage and another in an abandoned house, all the bodies of African-American women and wrapped in plastic. By Sunday, dozens of volunteers searched the abandoned lots and homes that litter this suburb. East Cleveland Police Chief Ralph Spotts says there may be more than three victims.
We do believe that it may be at least one or two more people involved in this. What I mean involved, it may be one or two more victims.
By the end of the day, police had not found any more bodies, but are still investigating. East Cleveland Mayor Gary Norton has said the man taken into custody in the case told police something that made officers believe he was influenced by serial killer Anthony Sowell, but the mayor did not elaborate. Norton told volunteer search parties that police had removed a dangerous man from the street.
Every hour that person would have remained on the street is another hour that's literally one of you ladies, your life would have been in danger.
The man being held in custody has been identified as Michael Madison, a registered sex offender. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.